Welcome in to Sports Talk Chicago.
All gas, no break.
If you're looking for the same old sports talk,
get out.
You've come to the wrong place.
Hey, we ain't come this far just to come this far, you hear me?
I tell you what I see, I tell you the truth.
We going hard today.
We're fearless, bold, and highly opinionated.
This show is so hot right now.
The biggest guests, the hottest takes, and the best interviews live right here.
Do you actually remind me of Dan Patrick? Because you ask great questions, you have the knack, you have the gift.
On Sports Talk Chicago.
Yo, Chicago.
Here's your host.
The guy's an absolute stud.
John Zagluel.
Welcome back. This Sports Talk Chicago. Great to see everybody here. I am so happy to be back. We obviously have a lot to discuss today. This is not a radio show. This is going to be YouTube only. And my goodness, do we have a lot to say. But before we even get started, I want to thank everybody for filling in for me and sticking with this channel while I was out. I want to give a huge, huge shout out to Joey Christopoulos and Matt and Sam for filling in for me on the radio over the past 4 weeks. They did a great job at providing all of our affiliates, providing you with great Chicago sports coverage while I was away, while I was healing and getting better. But I'm happy to be back. It's great to see all of you. And how fitting that I return, fortunately, the day after, 12 hours after, Justin Fields gets traded. So if you're new to the channel, subscribe, hit the like button on this video. I think all of you, especially a lot of you who are here, know how I feel about this. So give us double likes if you can. Give us another subscription. We really appreciate it. John Meadows is here directing, producing. He'll be contributing as well on today's program. We're going to be live for an inordinate amount of time, getting to everybody. If you want to be a part of today's conversation, if you want to join me on camera right now throughout today, email me, sportstalkchicago1@gmail.com. It's pinned in the live chat. If you want to join me on camera to talk about this, give your take on it, as passionate or as logical as you want to be and as you want to feel, you can. sportstalkchicago1@gmail.com. Give us an email, and we will put you on the air after I get about, well, it's my show. I'll take at least 15 minutes to discuss how I feel and what's racing through my head about this trade. You can follow us all over at Sports Talk Chicago and give some love to all of our affiliates at the top of our screen. We may be adding one more this week. We love all of our affiliates. 101.1 Peoria Sports Radio, 98.3 The Life, WKAN, 105.5 The Ticket, ACTV, JTBW, JOBN Cities, 92.9 Talk FM. They are part of the Sports Talk Chicago Syndication Network. They air us every single week on their radio stations. So again, if you're new to this channel, we are a radio show. We are here on YouTube. We're on podcast. We're all over social media. We're even on television on ACTV and GenTV. So we are all over the place. We are on many different outlets, and we are here to serve you, the Chicago sports fan, whether you like it or not, whether you agree with me or not, it's okay. We enjoy having conversations. But I'm excited about this day, and I really can't believe that this day came. So in case you've been under a rock the past 12 hours, Justin Fields has been traded for a conditional sixth-round pick to the Pittsburgh Steelers. He will be backing up Russell Wilson, according to reports. Now, for the Steelers, I would argue they have one of the best quarterback rooms in football. I'm not kidding, because Justin Fields being a backup and Russell Wilson being your starter, to me, they now have one of the best QB rooms in football, and this was a team that had Kenny Pickett, Mitch Trubisky, and Mason Rudolph just a year ago. So they certainly upgraded with this trade, and acquiring Justin Fields for just a sixth rounder certainly works out for them. That's exciting for them, and that's pretty much all I'm going to talk about in terms of Pittsburgh today. It worked out for them. I'm happy for them. They acquired Justin Fields for essentially nothing, bag of footballs, and that's it. And we move on from that. Now, let's get to the fun part. Anybody in the chat, anybody watching, anybody who's going to be watching later, raise your hand if you told me that Justin Fields was an elite quarterback who had so much ahead of him in the National Football League. Raise your hand high and wave it all around in the air. Because you were wrong. And this is not going to be a 20-minute personal attack or a 20-minute you were wrong type thing, but I do want to acknowledge it because I cannot explain to you the number of times and the number of comments that we've received here, whether it be on YouTube, radio, TV, podcast, Twitter, blasting me on Twitter for years, not just months, years on end, when I said that Justin Fields was not elite, was not good, and had nothing moving forward in his future. Yep. Now today, everything's fine. I have to look at the pointed difference in the way things ended here in Chicago versus Mitch Trubisky's tenure. Oh, no, don't mention his name. Don't mention his name. You know what? People are going to leave now because I mentioned Mitch Trubisky. But let me say this about Mitch and Justin and how similar their tenures and how different their tenures were here in Chicago. Mitch was shown the door in 2020, and everybody said, this guy sucks. He's horrible. Get him the hell out of here. We want Justin Fields. And now today, for Justin, I cannot tell you how many people that I've seen, whether it's media, whether it's players, whether it's teammates, whether it's fans, saying, we're really going to miss him. I wish him the absolute best. I really think that he's still going to be a good quarterback. Where was that energy back in 2020? Oh, that's right. It was nowhere to be found. Because everybody loves Justin Fields as a quarterback, because some people out there still believe that he is an elite quarterback. Well, you know what? I'm never going to say that Justin Fields is elite. I'm never going to come out and say that this guy's some amazing quarterback. At the end of the day, this is a 10-28 quarterback who never threw for 3,000 yards. What did you expect in terms of return, in terms of his future, in terms of where he'd go in the NFL? What did you expect? Of course he's going to be backing up. You know why? Because he sucks. That's why. Of course he didn't get a starting opportunity. Of course the Bears could not find a trade partner. And of course, let's see, the Vikings signed Sam Darnold. Kirk Cousins signed in Atlanta. Kenny Pickett got traded. Sam Howell got traded to Seattle. All of these different spots that Fields could have gone to, they were filled up already. Gardner Minshew got paid real money by Las Vegas instead of acquiring Justin Fields. So what does that say? What does that say about Fields, his talent, and how he is perceived around the NFL? What does that say? Now, in my opinion, I'd rather have Justin Fields than Sam Darnold. Yet, nevertheless, the actions that occurred by the Vikings and the Raiders, the Steelers, other teams, Falcons, what did that prove? Well, it proved that across the NFL, nobody wanted Justin Fields. Oh, whoa, wait, don't say that. Nobody wanted Justin Fields. Nobody was interested. Nobody was sitting there begging and clamoring to acquire Justin Fields. Everybody else found somebody else to fill their quarterback vacancy. And guess what? They didn't want Justin Fields to be their starting quarterback. And the Steelers still don't want Justin Fields to be their starting quarterback. Everybody's talking about, oh, good opportunity, good situation for him. Do you think that they're going to start Justin Fields over Russell Wilson? Unless Bears fans here migrate to Pittsburgh and beg Mike Tomlin to do it, then I could see that happening. But realistically speaking, if we're actually talking about logic and not, oh, I love Justin Fields more than anything else in this world, Russell Wilson will be starting in Pittsburgh, and they're going to pay him $1.2 million. The expectation, according to Adam Schefter last night even, is that by the end of the year, they're going to work out a long-term extension with Russell Wilson, which means Justin Fields won't be starting there anytime soon. But I'm waiting, and I'm ready for everybody to tell me that Justin Fields should be starting in Pittsburgh, that Justin Fields deserves to start in Pittsburgh over Russell Wilson. Yeah, you know what? Let's start Justin Fields over a Super Bowl-winning quarterback who's definitely going to the Hall of Fame. Yeah, let's do that too. Yeah. My goodness, I'm not done here. No, we got a lot to discuss. We got a lot to discuss. And if you don't like it, then you don't need to be here. I don't care. I don't care. I'm done with it. Okay? There are people who are going to be bent out of shape. We're going to be bent out of shape for how this was being covered by people in the media, by people, by fans, and just by the way that things ended here in Chicago for Justin Fields. You know what? Justin Fields got to start 38, 39 games in a Bears uniform. The results were what they were, okay? They were what they were. We saw flashes 100%. I will always, always acknowledge that he has some talent. There's no doubt about that. He has some talent. But in terms of being a consistent NFL caliber quarterback, he's not there. Could he be there one day? Maybe. But I don't expect it. And the numbers suggest he never will. So now you explain to me why you think he's some elite, amazing quarterback. And by the way, that's not me saying that. Those words are real, and they've been thrown around like nothing. There is a belief amongst Bears fans only. I should say 50% of Bears fans now, at least some of you have come to see the truth, right? 50% of Bears fans do believe that Justin Fields is an elite NFL quarterback. Not kidding. You ask some of these people, you look in the comments of old videos, of this current video, there will be people saying that he's an elite quarterback. Well, if that's your judgment of elite, then by that measure, Sam Darnold's elite. Kyler Murray's elite. Gardner Minshew's elite. Actually, in fact, Kirk Cousins is elite. All of the guys who received opportunities before Justin Fields did in Pittsburgh are more elite than Fields. They have to be, because they were actually pursued by these teams, and all these teams chose somebody else over Justin Fields. How telling and indicting is that, by the way? Day by day, we saw free agency begin and start. We saw some trades, we saw some signings, and every day we wondered, okay, when's the Justin Fields news going to hit? We all did. I did too. And every day we just saw a different quarterback get paid, in some cases, big money. Kirk Cousins went to Atlanta, so that X'd out an opportunity for Fields there. Russell Wilson got traded to Pittsburgh. X'd out an opportunity there initially to be the starter. Gardner Minshew. Gardner Minshew even got paid by Vegas. That X'd out an opportunity. Baker Mayfield re-signed with Tampa. X'd out another opportunity. The Vikings, since they had no quarterback, signed Sam Darnold, people. Sam Darnold to a one-year, $8 million deal. The Vikings chose Sam Darnold over Justin Fields and X'd out an opportunity there. What was left? Not much. The Eagles acquired Marcus Mariota to be their backup, so Fields couldn't even back up in Philadelphia. Desmond Ridder got traded away. He's going to be a backup somewhere else, too. X'd out another opportunity. And finally, after all those pieces were laid down, after all everything occurred in the way in which it has, then did Justin Fields finally find a home. Yeah, it only took, well, what, 8 different quarterbacks getting opportunities before the time came for Fields. That is telling, and that's indicting. It's indicting. These are the same people who have trashed Kirk Cousins for years. I'm talking about people in this comment section. I'm talking about people who claim that Justin Fields is elite. They're the same people who say Kirk Cousins blows. They're the same people who make fun of Gardner Minshew. The same people who throw shade at Sam Darnold, even. Baker Mayfield, another guy. And yet, their prized possession, Justin Fields, this elite, amazing quarterback. You just don't see it. You don't see it. You say he's not elite. Well, that means you don't see it, and that means you don't know football. Okay. Well, I'll tell you what. I think a lot of these NFL teams certainly know football, and they know what they're talking about. Their scouting departments, their general managers, their head coaches, they know what they're talking about. So why, can somebody explain to me why Justin Fields had to wait this long to find a home? Why did nobody want Justin Fields? Maybe it's because he went 10-28. Maybe it's because he's never thrown for 3,000 yards. Maybe it's because he's just not that big of a winner yet. I don't know. You tell me. But for those who use the terminology elite to describe Justin Fields, for those who said that Justin Fields would never leave the Bears and it'd be a travesty if Ryan Poles traded him, what's the response now? And may I add that in 2020, when Mitch Trubisky was let loose, and if you don't want to hear the name Mitch Trubisky, then get the hell off this channel. This is not a Mitch Trubisky love affair channel. This is a realism channel. When Mitch Trubisky left, was shown the door, I remember, and I could pull up, I don't want to do that because I don't want to waste your guys' time, but I could go through comment after comment of people saying, well, look, he sucks, get rid of him. Mitch to this day can't even post on social media without getting vitriol from Bears fans. But yet, what did I see last night on my timelines all over social media? Well, I saw, I'm really going to miss JF1. He still is him. JF1, you're going to do good. DJ Moore said, business is business. Give me a damn break, you people. All of you. I mean, I just can't believe, I've never seen so much galvanization around such a mediocre quarterback. I said it. I've never seen such galvanization, such love by everybody universally over such a mediocre player. Justin Fields as a person, stand-up guy, I like him as a person. I really do. As a football player, he has a lot to overcome if he wants to be even a good NFL quarterback, let alone elite. That's a reality. The numbers prove it. The numbers prove it. Yet, for some, the numbers aren't enough. This move was huge. And I want to commend a couple of people for making this move. I want to commend Ryan Poles, Kevin Warren, and even Matt Eberflus for making this move. Now, this doesn't mean that I'm all for all of them. I still thought Eberflus should have been fired after this season, I'll tell you that. But I will say this. I can't believe they did not cave to public opinion. They risked a lot. The Bears, historically speaking, and this is true, you could read reports about it, are scared of public opinion. They're scared of their fan base. They really are. They're scared of certain things being done. They're scared of how things could be perceived by the public. That's a fact. That's truth. I can't believe that they actually laid low and let this one happen. I really can't believe it. They're going to alienate some of their fan base for this. I think they'll alienate a segment of it, not too many, but a segment. But at the end of the day, they did the right thing that's going to help them win the most games moving forward. All the NFL experts around the league, whether it be reporters, whether it be former GMs, whether it be a lot of people that we've talked to or that we know of, have said the same thing. Ryan Poles would be stupid. And those are the same, those are exact words. I've read them. Ryan Poles would be stupid to trade the number one pick again and, you know, not take a quarterback and keep Justin Fields. That's what those were legitimate experts who would say that. Yet no. We don't need to worry about that. The experts are wrong. The people who know the game are wrong. We're going to trust, you know, Johnny Boy on his computer yelling and screaming and kicking that Justin Fields is an elite quarterback and needs to stay. And the Bears are going to trade that number one pick to keep Justin Fields. No, I'm not here for that today. I'm not here for that, those lies, really, today. Oh, and one more thing. Oh, this just came to my mind. Think about this. So Luke Getsy got fired, and now Justin Fields left. So the Bears are firmly blaming. Now, I think more people were to blame, but officially speaking, the Bears have come out publicly now and said, we're going to blame Luke Getsy and Justin Fields for last year's tough season, which actually sounds about right. Because there were games in which Justin Fields helped to blow. Whether you like it or not, it's true. The Denver Broncos game, the Detroit Lions fiasco, the Browns game, all of those late game leads that the Bears ended up blowing. Sure, it was the defense and Eberflus. Justin Fields had a hand in that too. Fourth quarter fumbles, fourth quarter turnovers, lowest fourth quarter passer rating in football in 2023. Yet, we were supposed to look at the first three quarters, not even worry about the fourth quarter and leave it alone. Man. He can't close games. He can't win games. He's 10-28, and he can't even throw for 3,000 yards in a season. Haven't we seen enough? The Bears obviously have, because now they've made the move. I don't care about the return that they got. In fact, the return that they received goes to show that that's the value of Justin Fields today, even too. And now I've saw reports that the Bears would have had a bigger return from other teams, potentially, and that they traded Fields to Pittsburgh for a good opportunity for him. Maybe that's true. And if that's the case, good on Ryan Poles and Fields for working together to find a good situation, but I'll say this. The Bears received a conditional sixth-round pick for Justin Fields officially. That is what the league thought of Justin Fields. That is what they thought of Justin Fields. That's not me speaking. That's the league speaking. You don't like it, talk to the NFL about it then. Talk to all the 32 teams about it. Go ask every GM in the league, why didn't you trade enough for Justin Fields? Why didn't you value Justin Fields? The answer is going to be the same. Because he's not a good quarterback. That's why. Because he's not a good quarterback. You don't like it? I don't know what to tell you. Because the numbers that you're going to glean on to prove to me that he's elite do not outshine or outshadow the numbers that show that he was mediocre. The facts are the facts. He was 10-28. He never passed for 3,000 yards. He didn't elevate anybody around him. The Bears acquired DJ Moore last year, and they went 7-10. They had weapons. They had something last year. They weren't at the level in which they are now. Now they got Keenan Allen, DeAndre Swift. I mean, they've done a really good job this offseason, which we'll talk about later, or, you know, in shows to come. That was awesome. I agree. But they still had they had enough weapons last season to go 10-7 to make the playoffs, and that was the consensus from day one. Because if you asked any Bears fan this time last year what they thought of this upcoming season, they would have said the Bears should make the playoffs in 2023. There were experts on ESPN who said Justin Fields would win the MVP in 2023. So the expectation was that the Bears were supposed to be great this year. And that didn't happen. And as a result, Luke Getsy and now I guess Justin Fields lost their jobs, and I think more people should have lost their jobs too. Yet officially, both of them lost their jobs. So officially, part of the reason why the Bears went 7-10 last year, part of the reason why they did not perform last year was because of those two individuals. One more thing too. Luke Getsy found another offensive coordinator job. Justin Fields is backing up people. What's that mean? The league saw Luke Getsy as a legitimate and smart offensive mind. I don't agree with everything he did here in Chicago. I'll be the first to say we saw dumb play calls. We saw stupidity come from Luke Getsy. We saw some good moments. But at the end of the day, the league saw who Luke Getsy was and gave him another chance to lead an offense. That's true. That's true. The league did not see that same opportunity in Justin Fields. It did not sit there and say, we need him to be our starting quarterback. And for everybody who said, oh yeah, he'll go to the Falcons. The Falcons need a starter. He'll go to the Steelers. The Steelers need a starter. He'll go to Vegas. Maybe they need a starter. Well, every single one of those places filled up its starting role before Fields was traded. Look at the list of names that were signed or traded for before Fields was moved. You'll see names like Gardner Minshew and Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield, Russell Wilson even. You'll see all those names fall off the list, Kirk Cousins, before Fields was traded, which means all of those quarterbacks, the league values more than Fields. And yet all those quarterbacks are subject to unbelievable amounts of scrutiny. You and I both know it. And this isn't going to be a Kirk Cousins defense show, but I'm just saying. All of those quarterbacks who were moved before Fields are scrutinized and frankly trashed every single Sunday during the season. You and I both know it. There's a running joke around the league about Gardner Minshew. There's a joke always about Kirk Cousins. Oh, Captain Kirk can't perform in the big games. The Bears would kill for one season of Kirk Cousins at his highest production level. And Bears fans would too. Bears fans would revere Kirk Cousins for having one good season in Chicago. Any of those years in Minnesota that Cousins had, if you replicate that here in Chicago, Kirk Cousins would be remembered forever. 4,000-yard passer, 30-touchdown passer, leads a team to the playoffs. Yet everybody here in Chicago wants to open up their mouths and say, yeah, he sucks. Right? I'm just saying. All of these quarterbacks who got moved before Fields are, by and large, considered better by the National Football League, by the league at large. The Vikings considered Sam Darnold better than Justin Fields. I don't agree with that. That's a dumb move. But nevertheless, it occurred. I mean, it happened. So we have to acknowledge it. The Steelers are choosing Russell Wilson. How many Bears fans here, raise your hand, said the Bears would be stupid to acquire Russell Wilson? That'd be a dumb move. Well, look what happened now. Russell Wilson is going to be starting. And there's no QB controversy in Pittsburgh. They are so happy to get Wilson. I would be too. If I'm paying $1.2 million for a Super Bowl winning quarterback, I'd be waving my hands in the air. The Bears should have honestly gotten him. There's no quarterback controversy today in Pittsburgh about, oh, who's going to start? No, Russell Wilson's the starter there. And there's no question about it, according to Mike Tomlin. So what's that mean, Fields fans? It just continues to... The evidence, right? The evidence continues to pile up, 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 and up. And if you want to still support Justin Fields, I don't hate you as a person or hate you as a brother in terms of, you know, being Bears fanatics and following this team. I don't. I really don't. I don't even ask for an apology. You don't need to apologize to me. Everyone's entitled to their own opinion. Seriously. It's a free country. I don't care what you think. That's awesome. But I will say this, okay? This channel and this program never wavered in its opinion. Just remember that the next time a big debate comes up. And I know there are always going to be detractors. Believe me, I know that. I'm okay with detraction. That means people are watching and they care about our opinions. But I just want to say that. We did not waver. We did not cave to public opinion. We did not sit here and worry about what people were saying. We lost subscribers. I didn't care. Because at the end of the day, I'd rather make a prognostication or make a judgment based on what I see to be the truth. That's an opinion. But what I see to be the truth, that is what I'm going to make my judgment on. And I saw it. I saw it from day one, and I saw it for these 3 years that Justin Fields was here. I remember this year when Justin Fields fumbled another ball in the fourth quarter. The Bears lost the game, of course. I went out on Twitter and said this was Justin Fields' fault. I got blasted. I got killed. And you know what? That's okay, because Twitter's not real life. There was more perceived support of Justin Fields than there actually was support of him. Not kidding, because when I went around on the street and I talked to people just about Justin Fields, about the situation at large, an overwhelming response was actually, I don't think he's the guy. I'm not even kidding. The overwhelming response from people that I talked to on the street, at my day job, wherever I was always, I really don't think he's the guy, John. That's what I was told. And it wasn't a contentious, I hate you debate. It was, well, you know, you bring up some good points, John. I kind of agree with you. Yeah, if he doesn't prove anything this year, they're going to have to move on. That was the consensus that I heard. So that's another lesson for myself and for you as well. Twitter's not real life. Bears Twitter is not real life. Bears Twitter, you know, I don't want to, I'll just say that. It's not real life. I don't want to even go further. That's all I'm going to say. It's not real life. Because if you go around and talk to people on the street, a lot of them will tell you, I don't think Justin Fields is the guy. That's what I've heard. So this is not a shock to me. I just can't believe they did it. I really didn't think they were going to do it. I thought that they were going to cave to public opinion like they do time and time again, and we were going to have to sit there and deal with leaps and bounds in terms of reasoning why they kept him. Oh, well, I think he could do this. Well, he's not doing it now. No, but I think he can. No, that's not the point. The point is today, right now, 3 years in, 38 games in, he is not the answer. Could he be the answer for another team? Potentially, but I don't know. The Steelers have already come out and said it's going to be Russell Wilson. So Justin Fields has an uphill climb, similar really to Mitch Trubisky, in terms of where or will he start again? Will he start for a team again? Seriously. They're actually very similar in the way things have worked out for both of them, for Mitch and for Justin now. And Mitch got another opportunity to start. Unfortunately, it didn't work out, right? So what's going to happen to Justin Fields? I do believe maybe 2-3 years, he'll get one more shot. I believe it. If Mitch could get one more chance, Justin could surely get one more chance. Probably going to have to go somewhere and do a similar deal to Mitch, like a 2-year, $13 million deal, maybe, right? and he'll get a chance to start, help to compete, see if he wins the job. I mean, Geno Smith turned his career around, right? So it's possible, and I wish him all the best, and I hope Justin Fields goes somewhere else in 2 to 3 years after sitting the bench, maybe bounces back, and, you know, I mean, if he throws for 3,500 yards in a season, maybe 20 touchdowns, 10 picks, that's a success for Justin Fields. Is that elite? Kind of, but it's a success. So I'm rooting for his success, no doubt about it. I can't emphasize that enough, and I want to make sure that's very, very clear. I am rooting for his success, and I want him to succeed. But after 3 years, 38 games, it was clear that he was not going to succeed here in Chicago. And as we sit here today, from last year to this year, the Bears have gotten rid of their offensive coordinator and now their quarterback. So officially, the Bears are going to blame both of them for how last year went. Whether you like it or not, that's exactly what's happened. I just can't believe they did it. And I want to get to some of your comments here now. There. I'm going to cede the rest of my program to all of you. I mean, I'm going to still talk, but I'm going to cede my program to you. Now, I want to say this too. Again, if you want to contribute, don't worry, I'm not going to kill you. You can come here on video. You just email me, sportstalkchicago1@gmail.com. Shoot us an email. Tell us your name and how you want to be on, or, you know, what you want to talk about. And we will give you the link to the StreamYard here. You can come out on the air and hang out with me and talk. You can follow us all over at Sports Talk Chicago. You can subscribe to this channel as well. We got John Meadows in the building, too. John, if you have something to say, you can. John has the mic in his hand. So if John wants, John, you want to say something, too, I'll cede some of my time and give you an opportunity. But it's great to be back, too. That's the last thing I'm going to say. It's great to see all of you. I'm so happy to be back, and it's great to come back with a bang and talk about this situation. And Dan, welcome back, bro. $10 donation. Thank you so much, Dan. My man, Dan Tanna. We were texting last night about this. Also, my man, Nick. Welcome back, brother. Thank you, Nick. Bears are not completely gone. This is the best roster they've had in a while. They're just in need of a quarterback that can play decent. And I'll tell you what, Nick, you're 100% right. You bring in Keenan Allen. You brought in DeAndre Swift. Now you're going to bring in Caleb Williams, assuming they draft Williams. They still have DJ Moore. In terms of an offense, this is the best offense the Bears have had in a long, long time, which means the expectations are heightened for sure. John, you can go ahead.
Let's see if I can. Here we go. All right, I just wanted to say two things. I'm fairly agnostic with this, the Justin Fields trade, and I'm surprised because as the free agency was dragging on, I honestly thought they were going to keep Fields and grab Williams, and put him on the bench for a year, Try to, that odd concept of trying to develop a quarterback instead of just shoving him to the sharks. But no, whatever. I'm agnostic with this just because I don't trust the Bears organization. If we go 9-8 next season, Chad, you can hold me up. This if we go 9-8, I will go. I'll throw a party. It'll be open bar. It'll be all on me. I'm 100% serious. I'm happy we're gonna get Williams and stuff like that, but I'm not a fan of the Purdy way or the Stroud way. It's just like throwing a rookie in there and then putting everything on the back and being like, hey, because I don't know. We're going to do the same thing to Williams that we did to Trubisky, we did to Fields, we did to – and also I'm really an old school guy. I prefer ride or die stuff, like a minimum of 4 seasons. I wanted one more season. It just – No, but that's old school, and that's, we were saying this right before the show, that's a testament that the old NFL way of doing that is just like, that's gone. That's never.
But I'll tell you
and
what,
that's
John.
I'm not a fan of the short, I call it short attention span theater. Go ahead.
Here's what I'll say to that, and I think you're 100% right, and I think everybody here would even agree with me. If the Bears did not have the number one pick this year, Justin Fields would be a Bear in 2024. There's no doubt about it, and I would even support it. I would not support the Bears trading up again because they've traded up the past two drafts for a quarterback. That didn't work out, right? So the fact is they have the number one pick. They know that they've had it. They're choosing to take a swing because for Ryan Poles, even for his job, they have to. They have to take that swing. But if they did not have the number one pick, John, I think Fields would return in 2024. That's where I'm at on it. So I think he would have gotten a fourth or even a fifth season if they didn't have this circumstantial, these circumstantial events kind of occur in the way that in which they did. But go ahead.
But I am, I'm hopeful because I'm a little hopeful because I love the Keenan Allen, getting him. I like DJ Moore. I was willing to give Mooney another shot because I think that's a 50-50 thing. You can put it on Mooney, but if you're not throwing the people,
right?
Because right now, like, so if we're keeping Scott, he's a rookie. I like Scott. I like his speed. Like I'm a fan of the fast guys. One of the things that I didn't like about Fields, like in general, I prefer gunslingers. I want that ball thrown and I want receivers to go get it. You know, I love the 50-50 ball. Yes, it brings more interceptions, but spread that ball around, man. Look what they did in Green Bay. Somebody brought up in the chat there's a couple shows ago. You couldn't pick those receivers out of a lineup, and he spread that ball around, and got them into the playoffs. One score away from Super Bowl runs, stuff like that. You know, it's great that we have DJ Moore, but if Fields is only throwing to DJ Moore, of course teams are going to pick up on that. Also, I have a fear about DJ Moore as well. Like, there was easily six times where I was like, oh, bring out the stretcher. He's going to the hospital.
Yeah.
He got destroyed. Yes. I mean, that guy should be given a toughness award or something if there's one.
Can I add this too, John?
Yeah.
By the way, I just saw this tweet from Benjamin Albright, who's a friend of this program. He said this. Somebody asked him, why did the Bears only get a sixth-round pick? And he said that, quote, the Bears were shopping Fields for a while, and there was just no market. Around the league, he's not viewed as a starter, and he doesn't have much utility as a backup because you have to change your offense. Also, I want to give a big shout-out here to Blue Bay, a $19.99 donation. Thank you so much. He said this, welcome back, John. I've been a fan of your show, even though you and I disagreed on Justin Fields. I never saw this as a war, only a difference of opinion, which I feel the same way about that. Justin is gone, and now in the past, what we can agree on is bear down. Blue Bay, comment of the day right there. And thank you for the donation. Couldn't agree more. Could not agree more 100%. I feel the exact same way. You know, and I will say this. On this show, and if I'm wrong, you can all correct me. I don't think I ever referred to this as a war. I never did. I never even used those words. Because at the end of the day, it's not a war. It's I want the Bears to win, and I don't want them continuing. They've settled for mediocrity too many times in the past, and as a matter of fact, not just the Bears, every Chicago sports team. Let's go back to the Bulls, keeping Fred Hoiberg and Jim Boylan around. Let's go back to the Cubs and what they were doing with Dusty Baker in 2006. Go back to the White Sox and how they're still mediocre now, right? The Hawks are finally on the up and up after years of toiling near the bottom of the NHL. They're still toiling near there now, but at least there's some future. I don't like mediocrity in the third largest market in America. That's where I stand. This is the number three market in America. So it should not be, okay, let's wait for another losing season. All right, I'm going to settle for something else. No, I'm done. I am done settling. It's either you win, you put up, or you get out. So for the Bears, they had to win. They had to put up. And surprisingly, they did. And that's it. It's not a war. I don't hate people who supported Justin Fields because you know what? There were some, including myself, who supported Mitch Trubisky. I still support him as a person. I thought, hey, you can all say what you want. He went 29-21 and led the Bears to the playoffs twice. You can say whatever you'd like. But many people think that I'm wrong for supporting Mitch, just like I might think some are wrong for supporting Fields. But at the end of the day, I just want the team to freaking win. I'm done, and I'm sick of settling for mediocrity when this team could be so much more. They could be so much more. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again, and this is why I continue to be pulled in. Talk about the history and the legacy, the storied history of this team. This is one of the most storied histories in football in terms of franchises, by far. There are very few other teams that could compete with the Bears' history, that could compete with the people that have worn those uniforms over the years, right? That's where I'm at. So I want them to succeed, and I want them to win. And in my opinion, keeping Justin Fields long-term was not going to lead to winning. That's me. Now, you might have seen it a different way, and we will see over time what the truth is, because there is a possibility that Fields may start somewhere else. I don't know. But right now, he is a backup, and right now, there were many other teams who said, I don't want Fields to be my starting quarterback. The Falcons said it, the Steelers said it, the Raiders said it, the Vikings said it. They all said, by the moves in which they made, that they do not want Justin Fields being their starting quarterback. The league said that, not me, not this guy, not Joe Schmo on the street, not a commentator. No, that's what the league said. Don't be mad at me, be mad at the league then. Be mad at the league. You know, if you're a real Justin Fields fan and you're not happy with how the way, you know, how things worked out, right? Then be mad at the league for not giving him the opportunity that you think he should have been given. Because the Bears were shopping Fields and they got nothing for him. And nobody wanted him. Sam Darnold fell off the board before Justin Fields. Okay? That should tell you the state of what the league thinks about Justin Fields. End of story. Like, that's the end of the discussion. You know? That's how I feel about that. Get to some of your comments here, too. There, I mean, the chat, I'm sorry. The chat's been going like crazy. I'm going to do my best to address as many of these and look back at some of these. We're live here on YouTube. We're live on Twitch. We're also live on Caffeine TV. But you can subscribe to the YouTube page. We have lost subscribers. That is confirmed since the beginning of this stream. Not kidding, because I'm looking at the back end right now. So we've lost about, what, 4 or 5? That's fine. Whatever. Let's see what people have said here. Caleb is better than Rex Grossman. Y'all went to a Super Bowl with Grossman. Fair point. Yeah. Let's see, JF will be successful in Pittsburgh. Poles never believed in JF. If he did, he would have never hired a defensive head coach. Okay, no. Nope. Charles, I love you, but I don't think you're right about that. Poles did believe in Justin Fields. If Poles didn't believe in Justin Fields, Poles would have come in and traded him right away. Poles gave Fields a chance to prove himself in the 2 years in which he was there. Ryan Poles can't afford to keep Fields right now, too, but for the sake of his job. You know what I mean? For the sake of his job, Ryan Poles cannot afford to hitch his wagon to a quarterback who's 10 and 28. He just can't do it. I don't blame him. I mean, if Poles said, you know what, we're going to keep Fields and not draft Williams. Let's say in an alternate reality that occurred, okay? Then that means if Fields didn't perform this year, Poles might have been fired. Not kidding. He really could have been fired. And Eberflus and everybody. Because they chose to stick with the quarterback who's unsuccessful instead of look towards a potentially generational quarterback. You know, that's just how it goes. That's my opinion. That's my opinion. Joseph, John, great to see you back, young man. Hope you're well. Thank you, Joseph. I feel great. I'm happy to be back, and what a great time to be back to. Blue Waves, John, you kept it real the whole time. The Fields fan cult denied facts and spread lies. They started this war. Real Bears fans finished this war with victory for all Real Bears fans. And I want to say this to that point. Blue Waves, and I've mentioned this already, I'll say it again, I have never referred to this as a war, and I never will. We all want the same thing, but we want it in different ways, right? We have differing opinions on how we want things to work out, and that's just the fact of the matter. Some people think that it's going to work out with, you know, Justin Fields sticking around. Others see the writing on the wall and say, no, you know what, we want something else. B-Chef 23, $5 donation, Justin Fields will lead the Steelers to a Super Bowl. You know what? For your sake, I hope he does. Really, you know, I do wish him success. I don't know if you're being I don't know if you're being sarcastic or not. If you're being realistic, I would just encourage you, and I would ask you that when is he going to start before he leads them to a Super Bowl? Because I don't see a path to him starting. So let's get to, will he ever start a game first? Then we can talk about leading them to anything, even the playoffs, let alone a Super Bowl, right? Why did Poles hire first-time OC and QB coach? No GM would do that if they believe they have a young franchise QB. Well, you know what, Charles? Here's what I would say. I agree with you to that point, but also Poles brought in a lot of weapons, too. He drafted people. He brought in DJ Moore. I mean, that's a, I mean, my gosh, what more could you do in terms of, you traded the number one pick to get DJ Moore. So I get what you're saying, and maybe the coaching could have been better for Fields, but don't say that, okay, Poles didn't really support Fields at all. No, there was support there. It just didn't work out. It didn't work out. Nano CBD, welcome back, John. Remember, we will regret it, LOL. Yeah, apparently we're going to regret, the Bears trading Justin Fields away. I don't think so. Nope. I doubt that. I love JF1. I feel bad for the ways things ended for him here in Chicago. But does anyone think him and or Wilson will win any playoff games in Pittsburgh? I sure don't. CJ, that's where I actually disagree. And I'll talk about this now. I mentioned it earlier. I didn't want to get into it more, but I will. For the Steelers, you got to be pretty happy right now. You have one of the best backup quarterbacks in football. That's not a joke. That's the truth. And in fact, I would say the Steelers have one of the best quarterback rooms in football. Look at how much talent they have in the room now versus what they had before. They before had Kenny Pickett, Mitch Trubisky, and Mason Rudolph. Now they have Russell Wilson and Justin Fields. Steelers fans, I'd be excited if I were you. I'd be thrilled because you know what? The reason why you didn't do anything last year and in years past is because you never had a quarterback. Now you got it. You got two quarterbacks. You got two. We know Wilson's going to be starting, but if Wilson gets hurt, you got Fields. So I actually think if you're a Steelers fan, you should be super excited today. And all you had to do for Fields was give up a sixth-round conditional pick. My gosh, man, that's a bargain. Good for you.
So just to do a complete left turn here, what are your opinions of picking up Swift and Allen?
Yeah, let's talk about that. Good call, John. I think these are just huge acquisitions for the Bears. I mean, you guys have to understand too, right? They acquired Keenan Allen and DeAndre Swift. DeAndre Swift's one of the best running backs in football, all around running backs in football. Keenan Allen may end up being a Hall of Fame wide receiver when it's all said and done. Those are huge. And in terms of their offense, they have set up Caleb Williams for success. So now I go back to this, right? If Caleb Williams can't perform 2-3 years in, then we go back to the same conversation of, okay, that's on Williams, right? Because the Bears and Ryan Poles has done everything he could now to ensure offensive success. Keenan Allen and DJ Moore on the same team. This sounds like a Pro Bowl. This sounds like the NFC Pro Bowl team. This doesn't sound like a singular football team. This sounds like the Pro Bowl or an All-Star team. And the truth is, it's one team. They have Keenan Allen and DJ Moore, and they'll probably get somebody else too, whether they draft somebody or find somebody else to be their WR3 since they lost DJ or Darnell Mooney. Now in the backfield, they have DeAndre Swift and Khalil Herbert. That's a huge 1-2 combination. A huge, and Roschon Johnson there too. So now they have one of the best backfields in football, in my opinion. They have one of the best wide receiving cores in football, in my opinion. They're going to bring in a rookie quarterback who could be generational, in my opinion. You put all that together, this offense now becomes one of the best offenses in football, if things go the right way. Way different than how things were even a year ago. And no offense to Justin Fields, but we know who he is. We saw what he did last year with DJ Moore and Darnell Mooney, etc. I wasn't impressed, right? I mean, nobody got exponentially better. The Bears went 7-10. So I'm almost curious, and you know, we're not going to know the answer to this, but what do you think about keeping Fields and then Allen and Swift? Like my point is, right, will the Bears or would they have won as many games with Fields as quarterback too? I think they needed a change. And I think now they have a change and their offense is looking amazing.
So do we have a center yet?
You know, I got to look that up.
To me, that's a huge piece that we need to fill right now. Because, we released White here.
So they did sign center Coleman Shelton to a one-year deal. Now, he used to be with the LA Rams, and they still might draft a center, too. They still might draft a center. So they have Shelton on a one-year deal, kind of a rental. They may draft somebody as well. John, I think the real question is, will Caleb Williams be an upgrade? Says Richard, what do you think? Here's what I think. I think the Bears had to part ways with Fields because it was time. Do I know if Caleb Williams is going to be a for sure upgrade? No, I don't. I don't. We don't know what Caleb Williams is going to bring to the table, and we don't know whether the Bears will ruin him or not, like they ruined other quarterbacks. But here's what I will say. If you're Ryan Poles and the Bears, and you get a first overall pick again, and you have this great quarterback sitting there, and you've gone out and done all this legwork to build up the offense, you got to see what's there. You see, here's the difference. We all know who Justin Fields is. There could be room for growth. There could be. But we know what he is 38, 39 games into a season or into a career. There is a wild card factor with Caleb Williams. He could be better than Fields. So if that's the case, you have to pursue it. And I want to make one more thing clear, too. And I said this already. I'm going to repeat it again. There are 145 people here with us on YouTube alone, so I want to make sure you all hear this. In terms of quarterbacking, in terms of the Bears' future, you know, if the Bears did not have the top pick, I do believe Justin Fields would still be a Bear. If the Bears did not have a first-round pick this year, Justin Fields would still be a Bear. Not kidding. I really feel that way, and I would support that because somebody like J.J. McCarthy or Drake May, you don't know. You don't know if they're going to be better, and that'd be a real big swing for the Bears to draft one of them not knowing what they'd be getting. I would keep Fields at that point. But when you have the top pick in this draft, again, which never happens, you rarely get the top pick twice in a row, you got to take a swing. You got to take a swing.
So a couple of people, I'm stealing the jokes from the chat room. A couple of people in the chat room has mentioned this, and I keep thinking about it. So right now, Bajent's our QB1. If I was Bajent, I'd be walking around Chicago right now being like, hey, I'm QB1.
For the month.
Bajent, QB1.
For the 1 month that he's going to be QB1, I would be celebrating if I was Tyson Bajent. 100% agree.
I'd go get a jersey made with Bajent with the number one.
Exactly. For now. Exactly. And Mike, you put it so great, right? You are what your record says you are, 10-28. And wins and losses don't matter. Well, they kind of do, right? I know it's not fully on Fields for the way things went in his time as a Bear. But the fact is, even last year, there were three games that were blown. Part of it was on Fields for sure, all in the fourth quarter. Fields has the lowest passer rating in football in the fourth quarter. That says something about games being lost and or won in the fourth. He directly contributed to a lot of the Bears' losses in 2023. He did. So by that case, yes, record matters somewhat in terms of a quarterback and in terms of how good or how bad he is and how good or how bad a team performs. Right? That's just how it goes. Good to see you, John, and great to see you back. I'm glad to be back, guys, as well. So I'm very, very happy to be here. I'm very happy to hang out with you. MVP defense and Santos won that Vikings game. Yeah, they did, because the Bears won 12-9. Fields didn't even score one. Nobody scored a touchdown. Nobody scored a touchdown. Right? Let's see. Thank God he's gone. Now some Bears fans are saying, we go where he goes. Please leave. This is a new era with Chicago, and we're set up for success. Poles is a genius. You know what, Stork? I don't blame you for having that response. And I've seen a couple. You know, there aren't many Bears fans who've said that. A lot of them aren't going to go that far, but some have. And, you know, if that's the case, I agree. If you're going to go where Justin goes, then hey, you're a Justin Fields fan, and that's awesome. I support you being a fan of anybody in this league. But then I would say that you're a Bears fan. If you're going to go where Justin goes, then you're a Justin Fields fan. You're not a Bears fan anymore. That's okay. But go ahead and do that. The trade brought John back to health. So, you know, it's so funny. Can I say something about that? So I just got clearance from my doctor, and I was going to return this Wednesday anyway. You know, for the radio show, Wednesday night, we go live, and then that gets sent out to our radio affiliates. So I was already planning on coming back this week. But today's stream was, yes, a reaction to the trade, because we were not going to meet today and do anything. We're like, you know what? I'll just come back Wednesday on a radio night and have everything kind of flow. But with this trade happening last night, I told John, I texted him. I'm like, we got to do something today, you know? So we found a way to make some time in both of our schedules and come together and do something for this historic day. This historic day in Bears football. Let's see here. Let's see some more comments. Tom says, what happened to that hole, though? Yeah, I agree. I'm with you on that. So, again, then that goes back to what the Steelers value Justin Fields as. They value Justin Fields as equivalent to a sixth-round pick. That's what the league says. That's not me. I'm just restating what's occurred. You don't like it, Fields fans? Then go have a problem with the league. Go call the Steelers and complain to them. Complain to their GM, who apparently knows nothing, and tell him what he thinks. Let's admit it, John. Real Bears fans that were not part of the Fields calls were often ridiculed and harassed, bringing up facts and stats on Fields. I mean, Blue Waves, I mean, you're right. You're right. You know, you bring up facts and stats about anybody, there's always going to be an issue. And, you know, all we're trying to do is bring the truth to you. There were a couple of media members who did a really good job at bringing those to light. Dan Wiederer, for one. I want to give a big shout out to Dan Wiederer. I don't know if he's watching or not, but I texted him. Talk about somebody who does not care what people think and just writes the truth. You know why Dan writes the truth? Because he covered the Vikings and UNC basketball for years. He knows what winning is all about, and he knows what losing and mediocrity is about, too. And he doesn't stand for it. Mark Potash, the same. Does not stand for mediocrity. Mark's been covering the Chicago sports scene for 40 years. He knows what's good and what's bad. So, you know, there are a couple of writers out there who did a really good job at covering this, a couple of bloggers, you know, people like that who really did a good job. Everybody else, they fell for the Fields Kool-Aid, and now they're going to have to, you know, backtrack and turn it around, and that's okay. But there's going to be a massive cleanup for them in terms of getting on track here when opening day comes around in August, September. Let's see. Go ahead.
So I want to talk, like I'm really positive. Like, I really like the Keenan Allen.
Oh, yeah.
He's huge. I really, really like that. I really like that, like, the tight end position is one of my favorite positions. I you know, picking up Gerald Everett, you know, to reunite him with the OC that we got, man, I'm really, really positive about that. I'm just really hoping that, you know, Williams can get the ball into these guys' players. Like, I hope Williams can spread the ball around.
For sure.
I've always been a fan of that, you know. So you're always keeping the defense on your toes and just, man. So I know I'm looking forward to it. I hope Williams doesn't get destroyed in the backfield. Hope he can get rid of that ball and man. I'm looking forward to this.
Nano CBD said Greg Gabriel went off on polls. We have receipts. Greg Gabriel blocked me on Twitter. So, yeah. Uh-huh. And he actually says that I'm some, you know, I don't know what he says. Point it. Yeah, exactly. Let's see what they can backtrack all they want. I will not forget nor support their podcasts. Oh, man. What's unfortunate about other so-called content creators that preach they were all about facts and stats, like Swifty often banned you for presenting stats on Fields. You know, and I know, I don't want to call out specific people, but I know a lot of people who did the same thing. And I will say this, and I'm going to make it very, very clear. We don't do that here, right? We don't, no. I don't care what your opinion is. Good, bad, different, the same. I am not about censorship. And that's why this show's on the radio. That's why this show has a YouTube and podcast following, because I'm not about censoring people. You could say what you want. We could disagree. I'm okay with that. It's just football. It's not life. It's football.
So we've talked about this a couple of times.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, as a producer, I keep bringing this idea up. Like, I'm not a real fan of, like, getting into fights or beefs with other content creators.
Of course.
You know, in our space. I would, like, you know, if Swifty, you know, banned us or you know, unfollowed or whatever, blocked us, whatever. I'm more of a fan of, like, getting together with people like Swifty. I'm just using Swifty as an example.
Of course. No, yeah.
And having an honest debate, an honest discussion about it. You know, that's how you move forward. That's how you make interesting content. That, like, you know, I will ban you from the chat if you take personal attacks on us. I'll probably put you in a timeout or something like that. But if we're just fighting about football players, there's no reason to ban or block
not at all.
Or anything like that. No, that's not how you roll.
And that's not what I'm about here. And I want to make that just unbelievably clear. And I know a lot of you know that already, but if you're new and you just discovered this stream because you're looking into the Fields news and all that stuff, I am not about that at all. No way. You know, that's the reason we're on the radio in, you know, 8-9 different markets. Because our affiliates know, our fans all over the place know that we're just about the truth. And we love it. And I love this. I just do this on the side when I have time and I enjoy it. It's a fun outlet. It's cool. You know, it's great to have this interaction, right? That's all I'm about. I will even say this. This is not my life. Like, I don't sit here and I'm like, oh my gosh, what are they going to tell me the next day? Oh, I got to, like, I think everybody has more important things to worry about than football. This is just fun. It's a fun, you know, thing to do. And we're here together and we're having fun. That's all that matters to me. You know, some of these other people, it's life or death, and I'm going to ban you and I hate you and you suck. I don't do that here. I just enjoy the fact that I even have an audience. I enjoy the fact that I have people who, for some reason, want to hear me ramble on a microphone. That's it. That's all we do. That's it. You know? John, you never pushed false narratives. No, I didn't. Never chose to. Never will. I will always do my best to speak the truth as I see it, as I know it about this team. And that's it. You could like me or hate me. You could make memes about me and joke about me. But at the end of the day, I'm just doing my best. You know, when I leave the studio, when I put off the microphone, right, at the end of the day, that's it. I do my best not to dwell on things. You know what I mean? And you should too. That's life advice. You got to don't dwell on stuff like that. Just moving forward. Having rational discussion about Chicago sports events is fun. John, you're a star. Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm sick of the Justin Fields talk. Well, hey, Justin, I promise you there won't be as much Fields talk moving forward. It's over. It's done. So I can promise you that. But we do have to, we got to discuss it here today. We got to discuss it here today. So I'm glad to be here and we've had a really good time. Look at some more comments. Let's see. If the Chicago Bears do draft and pick somebody, Caleb Williams will be a bust year one. That's your opinion, Omar. We'll see how things work out. And Blue Wave said that's why you're more respected in the media. Well, I do what I can, guys. That's it. You know, whether I'm respected or not, whatever. I don't mind. I know there are a lot of people who don't, and that's fine too. I'm not asking for respect. I just enjoy doing this when I have the time. That's really it. You know, I enjoy doing this as I have the time to do it. And it's fun to... It's fun to know that I have an audience who is that passionate and cares that much to, you know, to have this great discussion with me and us all the time here at STC. That's what I enjoy. That's what I appreciate and like about this program, no doubt. You know, I couldn't feel that way and couldn't feel that way more strongly. Let me see this. Let's see what else we got here. Quinquist, totally bummed. I was bummed when Trubisky got shipped out. I guess I'll get over it. I hope Poles knows what he's doing. And there's and that's a fair opinion to have, too. Because you know what? At the end of the day, was Fields served 100%? No. Did Fields kind of get screwed? Yeah, he did. I mean, his performance wasn't there. Nevertheless, the Bears did not have enough resources to help him develop either. So I don't blame you for feeling the same way you did about Mitch as you do about Fields. Yeah, he kind of did get screwed, and he kind of did get run out of town. Now it's up to Fields to see if he could overcome that and still be a serviceable NFL quarterback, whether he's going to be a backup or a starter for the end of the, through the end of his career. We'll see. But I agree that the it wasn't a perfect situation for him. It was better, but it was not perfect, and things went the way that they did, for good or for worse. John was attacked for his take on Fields, a rational, intelligent voice for Chicago Bears fans. You know, I appreciate that, NOCBD. And, you know, yeah, it's true. I was attacked. But you know what? At the end of the day, let it be. Do you think Jay Cutler is the best quarterback in Bears history? By default, yeah. Yeah. That's not saying much. That's in my. That's not a big declaration to me. I mean, by default, yes, he's the single, you know, has a ton of stats to his name. He's certainly the longest, one of the longer tenured Bears quarterbacks. And I think he had a, you know, he's a 500 quarterback, decent career. But I do believe that that's setting the bar real low. I think somebody, whether it's Williams or somebody down the road, could exceed that if they played for the Bears for 10 years and had a real opportunity.
Yeah. Cutler having those type of numbers with the Bears has more to do with aggregation than anything else. just the length of his 10th.
Oh, tenure. For sure.
He may be the longest tenured, in Bear, at least in the past 50 years. Right.
I would think so, because he was with the Bears for a while. And yes, Blue Waves, you're right. But yeah, Eric Kramer holds the single season record for yards for the Bears. I'm talking about career, though. Yeah. Cutler does hold the record for a lot of you know, categorical statistics that he racked up over time. So completions and attempts and yards. Mm-hmm. Not passer rating, that's Mitch Trubisky.
Really?
Yeah. No, I'm not joking. I'm not. That's not a joke. No, that's the truth. I'm just. I said his name and laughed because I know people are going to laugh. But no,
that's great.
That is true.
That's.
Great. But yeah, I mean, I would say that Jay Cutler is one of the best, if not the best, quarterback in Bears history by default. So that's not saying much. And I think that if somebody came on the scene, who, you know, had a real opportunity, they could easily surpass everything that Cutler did, easily.
Okay, just real quick, the Cesar Ramirez, he says, what do you guys think when Justin unfollowed the Bears? Okay, was that a fake story? I thought that was
no,
a
that was
story.
A real story. So Justin Fields unfollowed the Bears about 2-3 weeks ago. Cesar, to be honest with you, I didn't think that there was much into it. I didn't believe it because people unfollow people all the time, and then, you know, you get all these content creators make a big deal out of it. I don't really do that, so I thought, you know what? Not that big of a deal. I want you guys to understand, I did not expect the Bears to trade Fields. I really thought, based on the way they've always done business, that they were going to keep him around, sincerely. So the fact that they traded him, I mean, I was blindsided. I really was. So seeing that story, Cesar, I thought, whatever, right? I had to see it to believe it. I had to see it to believe it. And all these other things that came up, all these other small stories, people talking, all these things, I didn't buy it. I needed to see it actually occur. I needed to see it with my own two eyes to believe that he got traded, actually, right? That's how I felt. So I'll tell you, even that story, it really did not faze me. I'll say this, John, I'm a Fields fan, but I think it's time to see what Caleb Williams can do. But I'm going to say this, Poles better get this right. If not, he should be fired, in my opinion. And I agree. I agree. Do you think there's one more big FA signing we'll make, or are we done and we're using the draft? I think right now they're going to be really targeting the draft now. You know, they've done a lot. They brought in some defensive help. They brought in the center. They brought in Swift. They brought in Allen. I think now they're going to use the draft to fill up the rest of the openings that they have and the rest of the things that they need, I think. Well, I'll tell you what, and you know, that's... Then you bring in Harrison. I don't know if they'll do it. I don't know. But if they found a way, you'd have Allen, Harrison, and more. Holy crap. That, by far, is the best wide receiver core in all of football at that point, plus Swift and Herbert and Rojo in the backfield. Oh, my goodness. That would be huge. Are we good? You want to wrap it up here? Okay, so we're going to wrap it up. I want to say to everybody, thank you for tuning in. An hour of live coverage, wall-to-wall live coverage here on STC, talking all things Justin Fields. Want to thank everybody again. I want to thank Joey Christopoulos. Thank Matt Cozy and Sam Olbert for filling in for me while I was away. I'm back. So we're going to be live Wednesday night to tape and record the radio show, but we'll be live here on YouTube for it. So I hope you tune in. We'll talk a little bit more about this, some other Bears news, maybe some Cubs and White Sox stuff as well. Thank you to John Meadows, directing and producing and contributing with 12 hours notice. Coming through like he did. And all of you for hopping on in here. I just want to say this again. It's great to be back. And I want to say to all of you, I sincerely appreciate you hanging here with me. I saw all of your comments. I got messages while I was away, you know, comments and just a lot of love from you. And I pray that God blesses all of you here today and throughout the week. We're going to see you Wednesday night. Follow us all over at Sports Talk Chicago. Head up all of our great radio and TV affiliates at the top of your screen. We're going to miss you, but we'll see you Wednesday night. And what a big day for the Bears. You could watch this recording too here on YouTube throughout the week until we see you again Wednesday. Until next time, so long.